from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it, right? Another week in America, another week of the Schumer shutdown. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Great to have you with us today. There is a lot of news happening and a lot of breaking news as well. I want to direct your attention to my website real quick here, toddstarnes.com. Did I just mispronounce my own name? Oh, wow. It's going to be one of those shows. toddstarnes.com. We have over 1.5 million people a month that go on that website and get their news. And we have the video of what happened in the wee hours of the morning, our time, out in Alameda, California. This was at Coast Guard Base Alameda, where they have been having massive protests. You know, President Trump sending in the National Guard, or at least saying that he wants to or is going to send in the National Guard, and to help the great city of San Francisco, much like he has done for other places like Washington, D.C. and Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. And so anyway, there have been a lot of the leftists are infuriated over this. And they've been having protests outside the Coast Guard base because that is where they intend to house the National Guard and the federal troops. So there have been protests there all day yesterday. Then late last night, there was a guy driving up in a U-Haul truck. And we've got the video. You've got to go watch this. A guy from KPIX-TV, one of their videographers, actually filmed all of this and really did a terrific job, because otherwise we would not have heard the true story of what went down. But the video clearly shows that this truck driver, the guy who was in the U-Haul, was ordered to stop. He had backed the U-Haul up, and he was sort of parked there in front of the base, the entrance to the base. Then all of a sudden, the guy starts, and the officers are giving him commands to move. And when you are given a command to move by somebody with a weapon and a uniform, well, common sense would tell you to move. But instead, the guy rips the U-Haul into reverse, hits the gas, and it looks like the guy's about to ram the entrance to the base. Now, if I'm there, you and I are thinking, holy cow, he's got explosives in the back of that U-Haul, and he's about to blow everybody to kingdom come. Nobody knew. None of the security forces there knew what was in the back of that U-Haul. So they started opening fire. Over 100 rounds were fired into the truck. Then the guy slams on the brakes, and then he takes off in a U-Haul. So I have questions, a lot of questions. It turns out the guys got away. They found the U-Haul abandoned, and the Mercury News was reporting that at least two individuals had showed up at hospitals with gunshot wounds, which would have been consistent with what happened there at the outside the Coast Guard base. So here's where I just have questions. I can appreciate the fact that the security agents fired from, you know, the rear, so they were firing the back of the U-Haul. That's what they were hitting. Were there no officers, like, I don't know, positioned on the side or in front of the U-Haul? It seems to me that might have been more effective, because the other part of it is, I mean, if in fact there had been explosives back there and you're shooting the living daylights out of the U-Haul van, I mean, you know, that could have turned out to be a very, very bad situation all the way around. So anyway, I was just curious. And also, where were the other, there was no other law enforcement off the military base? How do you let a guy driving a U-Haul get away? It's not exactly a Dodge Charger without tags. We see those a lot here in Memphis. I'd be going 120 miles an hour. I'm just curious what happened there. It's all very strange. So anyway, this is all very disconcerting, because we have seen an uptick in these kinds of attacks on on federal agents. And it's happening at the request, really at the urging of the Democrat Party. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to start today by positing this thought to you that the Democrat Party has basically, at this point, they are calling on American citizens to take up arms against the Trump administration. I mean, that's what's going on here. I mean, they're literally telling people to fight back. We played the audio yesterday from the state representative in Texas, Jolanda Jones, I believe her name is, talking about wanting to slit the throats of Republicans, to slaughter Republicans. I mean, we saw what they did to Charlie Kirk. They assassinated him. They went after Donald Trump, tried to kill Donald Trump two times, and Donald Trump is still standing. Now we understand, of course, what was it, a couple of days ago, they found the hunting stand that had a direct line of sight to the stairs where President Trump would get up, walk up onto Air Force One at the Palm Beach International Airport. And in most recent days, you had an ICE agent who was injured in a shooting involving an illegal alien in Los Angeles, in San Diego, or San Diego, which stands for whale's vagina. If you watched Anchorman, in that city, you had three federal agents who were injured when they were rammed by an illegal alien. In Dallas, Texas, you had the two people shot and killed, illegals, but the sniper was trying to aim for the federal agents. And now word comes that these radical politicians, these Democrats, are now building a master ICE tracker. That's what they're calling this device. And they want to use this device to share information and intel on the whereabouts of ICE agents. In other words, the Democrats are now aiding and abetting these illegals. And we're talking about very, very dangerous people here. Very dangerous people. And I can tell you that because I know here in Memphis, for example, they've recovered nearly 70 missing children. We're talking about human traffickers. We're talking about gangbangers and drug smugglers. We're talking about criminals. We're talking about killers. And the Democrats are saying, no, 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 we're standing alongside these people. Cut number 8.
I shared this with the mayor. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker, where we're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will be able to send us information on.
So they're basically going to serve as the eyes and the ears, the lookouts, so that people, the illegals, can escape if ICE agents are showing up in their neighborhoods. Now, the Department of Justice is enraged about this. Tom Homan is enraged. Cut number 10.
Laura, they're all over this. They're all over this. Not only are they looking at, you know, impediment charges, looking at who's funding this stuff, right? Because I'm telling you, it's a matter of time. And I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it because I truly believe it's a matter of time before an ICE agent's been ambushed and killed. Because we're letting people know where enforcement activities are occurring. And they're looking for the worst of the worst. The last thing we want to do is give a bad guy, the worst of the worst, a heads up that ICE is down the street. This is going to get an officer killed. You know, I go to bed every night, and I pray for every man and woman of ICE and Border Patrol to go home safe to their families. I buried too many ICE agents in my career and Border Patrol agents. This has to stop. So Pam Bonney's all over this. I know DOJ's all over this. We'll hold people accountable. This cannot happen. It's disgusting. I can't believe what's going on in this nation today. I wake up every morning in disbelief that people want to call the law enforcement officers the bad guys and the criminal public safety threats the victims. It's ridiculous. It's all upside down. But we're going to keep doing this job and keep President Trump's promise to American people.
And I have no doubt they're going to do that. And I, too, share Tom Homan's concern. And the borders are he's absolutely correct here. The concern I would have is that an ICE agent is going to get killed. I mean, it's almost inevitable. And now you have the Democrats actually helping that happen. Oh, by the way, and it's not just in California where this is going on, or Dallas. You got two ICE agents in Arizona who were hospitalized, and they were hurt again in another car ramming attack. Which, by the way, this is the advice they're getting from these activist groups that are out there. And honestly, all of them ought to be treated, including the Democrat Party, they ought to be treated as domestic terrorist organizations. If you're going to go out there and you're going to intentionally stand against federal law enforcement, you are an enemy of the state and you should be treated as such. And yeah, if the Democrat Party is going out there and they're building these apps to out all of these ICE agents, and the Democrats also wanting the ICE agents to remove their masking, if that happens, I say that we should categorize them and treat them as a terrorist organization. They are no longer a functioning political party. And they're not, by the way. Complete disarray, which is why the shutdown Schumer continues, or the Schumer shutdown continues. A little dyslexic today. So that's what's going on. And this just, it grinds my gears, ladies, grinds my gears. No, Dylan, not a bee in the bonnet. That's not tough enough language. But this is outrageous what's going on right now in this country. Cut number four.
When ICE agents here in Avondale tried to stop a car with a man or two men that they were interested in. Homeland Security says this all started when those two officers tried to stop that car. They say the driver then kept going to their home, which is in this area here in Avondale. Homeland says when they got to that home, the two people in that car rammed into the officer's car. They got out and ran inside, which created this barricade situation. Now, eventually, ICE agents, we were told, arrested who they were looking for.
And Tulsi Gabbard, also among those weighing in. This is a serious situation, and it's only going to get more violent because of the Schumer shutdown. You're going to be adding numbers of people out protesting against the White House when it has nothing to do with President Trump at all. This has everything to do with the Democrats. By the way, an overwhelming number of the American people are supporting President Trump and the efforts to root out these bad guys. And this is not just about illegal immigration. We're talking about gang infestation. We've had, just in Memphis alone, all right? Memphis alone, over 100 gangbangers have been arrested. And these people are now facing federal charges. I say God bless them. God bless them all. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, cut number nine.
So they're talking about, Director, a master ICE tracker. That's kind of a scary-sounding list the government's putting together.
Very much so. Jesse, reminds me of the reason why I and so many others have left the Democrat Party. When you look at this party that is more interested in protecting criminals, cartel members, gangs, those who are causing incredible harm, ravaging our communities across the country, than they are actually standing up for the victims. You see a party that in many cases celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You see a party now that is essentially putting the lives of our law enforcement and their families at great risk. This is not the values of our country. This is not the values of the First Amendment and peaceful protest. This is a party that's undermining the very foundation of our country and putting the American people at risk, which is why President Trump, throughout his entire campaign, he promised the American people, I will make America safe again. I will secure our borders, and I will go after these cartels and gangs who are terrorizing the American people, raping young girls, causing incredible harm. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he is. And I stand alongside our president. We are getting into it's really crazy time in America. With the Democrats and these leftists and the whole No Kings protest, all of that. It's everything is contrived, ladies and gentlemen, on the left. They're paying these protesters. These are very well organized protests that are funded by a lot of very, very, very bad people. They're using senior citizens. They're going into the senior citizen homes and they're just rounding up these people. A lot of them think they're going to a bingo class or down to the casino, and the next thing you know, they're standing on the street corner holding a sign. And they don't know what they're chanting. Most of them don't even know where they are or what they had for breakfast in the morning. I mean, it's terrible what these folks are doing. So look, we got to take a break here, but I'm curious, what do you think about my idea of declaring the Democrat Party in its current iteration as a domestic terror group? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. It is also open line Friday, So whatever you want to talk about today, we will talk about. We do that every single Friday here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Nearly 2 years ago, terrorists murdered over 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. Today, the cries of the dead and dying seem drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitic hatred. The most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust is already fading from memory. Yet as the world looks away, a light breaks through the darkness. Christians are speaking out in love and support for Israel. United in faith, they will boldly stand with Israel this October, joining a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches all over America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we'll combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join this historic movement by donating your flag today. Visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org. All right, Nancy Pelosi pulling herself away from the bar long enough to make this announcement. Pelosi says that police in California may arrest federal agents who break California law. Pelosi suggesting that, by the way, many of these cities are sanctuary cities, so therefore it would be illegal for the federal agents to arrest illegals for being illegal, and that in itself would be considered illegal. Are you following this? And anyway, Pelosi says that the cops are going to be allowed and should be allowed to arrest federal agents who break California law. Let's go to the phone lines here on this open line Friday, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Anthony in Alabama. Hi, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Hello there, Mr. Stearns. Thanks for taking my call. And I appreciate you getting this information out to people. A lot of these other talk show hosts don't do it. And it's like half the country doesn't know what's going on. But this is great. This is good to get this out. I think that what you talked about declaring the Democrat Party a terrorist organization, that's a good idea, but I don't think it'll go anywhere because I don't think the courts will block it. But I think there's other things that the Trump administration can do, and they're not doing it. He should invoke the Insurrection Act, and he could bypass the courts and use the National Guard to put a stop to this nonsense. And I think that these Democrats who they advocate open rebellion, actually, and they stir up the population to go against the rule of law. And then they come up with these schemes and they put mischief afoot with these apps they're creating. They should be taken care of individually, and they need to have charges brought against them. But I don't know. This administration seems to be weak on a lot of this. A lot of this stuff the Trump administration should have taken care of a long time ago. And what I see, it's just going to get worse until he takes the white gloves off and puts the brass knuckles on. This isn't going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop, Anthony. And unfortunately, you are correct here that the DOJ has been a little soft on this. And it seems to me if you're going to be going after these school teachers, and you know, a lot of people have lost their jobs over the comments they made about Charlie Kirk and celebrating his assassination, calling for the assassinations of other people. Look, you've got Democrats up on Capitol Hill that are doing the exact same thing. Why haven't they been censured? Why haven't they been pulled off of their committee assignments? And why haven't they been kicked out of their jobs?
Yeah, well, somebody's pulling the strings, maybe, or follow the money, like it always says. But you're right. And Letitia James today is out there running her mouth again. And the evidence is right in front of your face of that the woman broke the law. But yet they talk, and I think that the Democrat Party and people like Letitia James, they don't really have anything to fear.
No, they don't. And Anthony, I got to run. The computer's going to cut us off. But they don't have anything to fear, which is why Trump's got to play hardball. I like this idea, invoking the Insurrection Act. Hey, folks, 901-260-5926, our number. We'll be right back, America. MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest three-in-one sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88, any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regularly priced at $119.98 and now only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. My towels, finally, back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, normally priced at $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first and only time, get their limited edition premium MyPillows made with Giza cotton. Queen $17.98, Kings only $19.98. Also for a limited time, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. Use your promo code for the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now. That's promo code STARNS. Watching this video, it's sort of like a train wreck. You know, you're really not supposed to watch, but you can't help it. So ICE agents are arresting a very large protester. And have you ever seen, Dylan, you've been down to the Gulf of America, and you've been out on the beach. You know the big giant beach balls, those plastic inflatable beach balls that are... Yeah.
Yes.
This woman's belly kind of looks like that beach ball.
Oh, boy.
And so she, you know, again, it that's just, I'm trying to describe to you. I'm not making fun. I'm just describing it. So when, you know, they're trying to arrest this woman, and she's outside some sort of a Hispanic grocery store. It may be Guatemalan. I don't know. By the way, to our new listeners, we do not pronounce the G in Guatemala because that's how the locals do it. At least that's how we've been told. So any, like Mexico, you know, they don't pronounce the X or Mex. We, you know, they don't do that.
Guatemala.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Yeah. I like it chunky.
Me too.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, it's I kind of like to know what's in there, you know, mm-hmm. and you like the, it's the texture.
Yeah.
I learned that on Food Network, by the way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they've got this gal, and she's her belly's about the it. It and I'm not making fun of her. So hear me on this. I'm just and I need to explain this so I can share. You'll understand what happened next. So her stomach protrudes out of her body like a giant beach ball, and so she's fighting with the ICE agents. And when she, you know, she's fighting and they're pushing back. She lands on the ground. So she falls over, and there's like a boing, because, again, the belly kind of absorbs. And then it's like, well, you know, when you're in a car accident and the it takes a while for the car to crunch, and that's so you can see it. It's like the layers of fat are like, one of those things. And so she's kind of like bouncing around. It's hard for the cops to get her hands behind her. I mean, she's got little short hands and arms. And so they're having a hard time struggling. Anyway, she was making threats against the federal agents, which is a big no-no by that. Just for the record, you can't do that. So anyway, they were finally able to, you know, to get her into the I mean, she was kind of a rolly. It was like a Weeble. You don't remember these, Dylan, but back when some of us were of a certain age, the favorite toys were these little things called Weebles. And they wobble, but they don't fall down. In this case, she wobbled and she fell down.
Not quite a Weeble then.
No.
You almost said roly-poly. I would have gotten that.
Roly-poly. There you go. That's
a giant roly-poly.
I may be the only people that remember, the only person in America that remembers the Weebles. But they wobbled and they don't fall down. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Stearns. Right now, I'm sitting in the middle of a Civil War reenactment, and we're educating school kids about the Civil War. And we have a person playing Abraham Lincoln here. Todd, I hope some people in the administration listen to you, but I do not know why. 33 times presidents have invoked the Insurrection Act of 1803. Abraham Lincoln himself declared states that were not working with the federal government. Well, we know why. He declared them in a state of rebellion. This is a perfect example of states being in rebellion. At that point, Lincoln ordered the arrest of governors. In Maryland, he ordered the arrest of a governor in Ohio and stuff like that. And you know what? I think, like your previous caller said, he's got to take the gloves off and do something. Because you know what? Like Tom Homan said, eventually what's going to happen is some of his agents may get killed. And I know this is a terrible thing to say, but we are now in a cyclical civil war. And I'm just saying that these guys need to defend themselves like you defend yourself and your family. And right now, the family of our law enforcement community is in danger, and those that believe in this country are in danger. So I just do not know why the president does not declare a state of rebellion for these states and these mayors, go in and arrest them, and I'll guarantee you something. You send in the federal troops, they're going to shut up. But I just want to hear something. I want to hear your reply, Todd. God bless you. John, and like I said, these kids are learning a lot out here.
I'm excited about this. I have many questions for you. So you're at a Civil War reenactment right now, and that's why you're in Tennessee.
Yes, sir, I am.
Whose side is winning, John? I'm just curious.
Well, sir, it's called Morgan on the Rim, and right now I'm a Confederate chaplain. I'm sure somebody's going to call me a misogynistic pig, but chaplains worked on both sides of the war. And I'm with the Confederacy right now.
All right, good stuff. Well, you know, the War of Northern Aggression as being what it
thank
was,
you, Todd.
John.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. Very good. Well, all right. Give us an update as the battle progresses there, John.
And Todd, I'm interested in hearing your opinion as far as insurrection and states and rebellion. Take care, Todd. We love you.
Well, thanks, John, and be safe up there. That's one of our regular listeners, John, and he's serving, I guess, a Civil War reenactment there. Look, Lincoln did, in fact, do that, and of course, there were several states. Maryland, of course, was a border state during the Confederate and Union fight. And President Lincoln went in and actually authorized the suspension of habeas corpus in Maryland. So that allowed the military to go in, and they arrested and detained a lot of these Confederate sympathizers. In our case, the arrest and the detainment would be of people that have chosen to side with the illegals over their own country. And I don't think that Trump is going to do that. I think he should. And otherwise, and I think the strategy here is that Trump is busy doing lots of other things so as to take the attention away from what's happening with these ICE roundups and this crackdown on crime. Keep in mind, we are dealing with a massive infestation of crime across this country, primarily because the Democrats have just set these criminals loose on us. And as we've discovered here in Memphis, which has been, I was talking to a good buddy of mine earlier today. He called me this morning, and he represents a lot of candidates around the nation, big Politico guy. He said, what's it really like in Memphis? I said, man, it is unbelievable, because people here are finally able to breathe a sigh of relief. And, you know, we're not getting carjacked every day. It's really been a blessing. But we hear the same stories: San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Diego, the Chicago, Detroit. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But yeah, I would like to see the president play hardball, John. And I do think that the Insurrection Act, and you're talking about, he mentioned 1861, and that all happened after the attack on Fort Sumter. And I would, you know, maybe the president goes out on national television and says, one more time, you attack one more military base in America, and we're done. So the president, Lincoln, at the time, called up 75,000 state militia to suppress the rebellion in the southern states. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And it's not north versus south. We're talking about blue states versus red states. 901-260-5926. Let's go to our good buddy Sonny in Ocala, Florida, listening to us on WOCA. Hi, Sonny. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'd like to tell you and everybody that we don't have a two-party system here. We have a three-party system. The Republican Party, the party of do-nothing, You have the Democrat Party, which I feel sorry for, but a lot of people are registered as Democrats. I should say Democrats, because the third party is the Democrat Party that's running the entire program in this country. And if you've been to Washington, I don't care what your political affiliation is, that town is run by Democrats. You have an office, you want to go into the office and have some printing done for you, you have to speak to a Democrat. You want to find out about office space or locations or whatever, you're speaking to a Democrat. You're not speaking to a worker. You're speaking to a party member, a Democrat party. And to me, this is not good for our country, and we got to really watch out for these midterm elections, because if the Democrats get control of the Congress one way or the other, that's the end of democracy as far as we know it. As far as the president's doing things, how about President Washington sent the troops to Pennsylvania or Philadelphia at that time? It was called the Whiskey Rebellion. He sent the troops under the leadership of,
Sonny, let me jump in here for a minute. Because I want to go back to something you said about the midterms. Yeah, the midterms could be dicey. I do think that the Republicans, unless they really botch things up between now and then, are going to do well. And we will, at least, at the very least, I think we will maintain our control and our numbers in the House and the Senate. I'm hoping that we're able to gain a little bit of ground in the House. But I think for us, the bellwether is really going to be what's about to happen in New York City with the mayor's race, and also in Virginia with the gubernatorial race, lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. That should give us some indication of the excitement of the base. Which party is more passionate about getting to the polls? And that could be a problem for the Republicans, because we know how Republicans are, and especially in off-year elections, and this is going to be an off-year election. So, Sonny, I think you're right to be concerned. For me, and we heard this from Congressman Chip Roy, and also, a senator, which we'll tell you about a little bit later, but especially Congressman Chip Roy, he is incredibly concerned about the rise of the Islamist. And he's not talking about the average, you know, Muslim out there. He's talking about the Islamist. Now, some people are saying, well, only 10% of, you know, Muslims are terrorists. Well, great, that's 120 million potential terrorists out there. So we're still talking about a lot of people. And the reality is that when we're watching the rise of Islam, this is the rise of Sharia. And they go hand in hand. So we've got big challenges in this country. And I am telling you right now, there are grave concerns. I had Congressman Randy Fine on my Newsmax show last night, and Congressman Fine laid it out about the dangers of putting the largest city in America in the hands of a radical Muslim / Islamist. All right, we got to take a break here. Sonny, good to hear from you, my friend. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Speaking of Newsmax, 5 o'clock tonight, everybody, the Todd Stern Show. We've got a great guest, including a young lady out of Colorado Springs. Her school told her she could not decorate her parking space with a Bible verse. And we're going to be talking to her, that just patriotic young lady, and her attorney a little bit later on tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. You know, Charlie Kirk, just before he passed, wrote the foreword to a new book written by Pastor Lucas Miles. Lucas is in charge of Turning Point USA Faith, and the book is called Pagan Threat. And this book provides a blueprint for fighting wokeism in America, and it's doing incredibly well. New York Times bestseller, now number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. Already a number 1 Amazon bestseller, and now Newsmax wants to offer you Pagan Threat free of charge. It's a special offer. You're going to be able to save $30. Just go to paganthreat.com. That's paganthreat.com, and you'll be able to get a free copy courtesy of our friends at Newsmax.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy Open Line Friday to you. It is getting chilly in the southern states. I don't know if it has fall arrived where you are. And I'm especially curious, you people in North Carolina, and I've got to brag on the people in western North Carolina, the North Georgia Mountains, that whole area, and eastern Tennessee, and southern Virginia. Okay, that's it. You guys have some of the prettiest fall foliage. It's just beautiful. And so anyway, I'm curious, leaf-changing season, how's it going? Is it worth the drive over? So if you're in that area, I need to hear this from you. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, let's go to Tony in Memphis listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Tony. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, Todd?
Good, good, good. Thanks for asking.
Yep. Yeah, sorry I missed you this morning for breakfast.
Well, for our national listeners, we were doing an event at one of our favorite coffee houses and breakfast joints called JoJo's Espresso. And we had some trivia contest winners, and I bought people breakfast this morning. So that was a lot of fun. Good breakfast. It was something called brisket and biscuit. Or no, brisket on a biscuit. It was very good.
Very good.
What's going on, Tony?
Well, I mean, one thing I wanted to point on is your last caller when he was the man from Ocala. He was talking about democracy, and that's what you see on the news all the time, democracy, democracy. But America is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. They did adopt some aspects of democracy, but the forefathers were against a total democracy because it's based on socialism.
That is, yeah, you're absolutely correct. So it is, we're a constitutional republic, but we're not a pure. So right to your point, but yes, we are a constitutional republic. We have a representative style form of government where we elect both, you know, members of the House and the Senate.
Right. Correct. And I wish that, like the local media here in Memphis, you know, the news channels, they keep pushing that. And, you know, the media, just national media, also does the same. You know, and I wish Donald Trump, our president, would step up and say, look, you know, this is a constitutional republic.
Tony, maybe the president should do a nightly civics course for America, you know, in place of little Jimmy Kimmel show. We could just end the day with a history class.
Yes, maybe he should, along with Hillside College.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Hillsdale does a wonderful job of that.
Yes. Hillsdale.
Tony,
but I appreciate your time. It was great speaking with you, and I enjoy your show. I listen in the morning and in the afternoon.
Well, thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it. That means a lot. Thank you for that. And, you know, Tony is right. And again, the difference between, you know, a republic and a democracy, in the republic, the people rule through elected representatives, and the democracy, the people hold the ultimate political power. So, again, it's really not even a nuance, but they're just not teaching that. You know, that's the issue. They're just not teaching a lot of that in our public education system anymore. And that's a challenge because our young people need to understand what kind of a government we have. They need to understand the Constitution. And if they don't understand the Constitution, they do not understand the rights they have. And if they don't understand the rights they have, they will never know when the government decides to take those rights away. All right, got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. It is Open Line Friday. We'll be taking your calls in the next hour as well. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. And I do want to have a report from the leaf changing of the colors crowd. So give us a holler. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is Friday, which means Open Line Friday. Sorry, I was laughing. I received a text message from one of our great affiliates talking about the lady who got arrested by ICE, and she was a full-figured gal, and her belly just protruded. It was basically like, and you've seen these guys that had the beer bellies. Yeah, I've never seen one on a woman before. And someone texted in, are you sure she did not prematurely deploy her airbag? Well, I'll just let that simmer there for a while. So, look, there's an interesting report out of Hamden, Connecticut. And before we play this, I want to ask you a question about Halloween. Because in the southern states, and I don't know if this is what it's like in any other part of the country, but I can tell you, and Dylan, you'll have to back me up on this, but in the southern states, it's sort of tricky because you've got a lot of churches, and some churches get really upset about trick-or-treating, and they're like, they don't like it. You know, they say it's satanic, you're a devil worshiper, and that you should not be celebrating Halloween. Is that a pretty accurate thing, Dylan?
You're good so far, yeah.
All right.
Good.
So that they don't want anybody, you know, going door to door getting candy. They don't want the children dressing up in costumes. They don't want to do any of the pumpkin stuff. You know, no jack o' lanterns. They don't want the haunted houses and all that kind of stuff, right? Because that's of the devil. So what they do is they have something called fall festivals, where they invite the children to dress up. And they give the children candy, and they have hay rides, and they have pumpkin decorating contest. Is that and am I pretty accurate in the description here?
Yeah, it's like Walmart Halloween.
It's
Halloween.
Halloween without the hollow.
Yes.
So it's just ween. Ween.
Or they do trunk or treats.
Weenies or trunk or treats.
Trunk or treats is Halloween. So.
How dare you celebrate Halloween, you devil worshiper? Come to our fall festival. And I got nothing against any of it. I mean, it really doesn't bother me that much. And you know, we're going to get the call. We're going to get this call today. I can assure you. Someone will say, well, Todd, you do know that at its roots, Halloween is in fact a religious holiday, you know. And it was Christmas, they say, is, you know, of the druids, or the druids or something. I don't know. I don't get into all of that. That's just outside of my wheelhouse. But anyway, I have noticed that when I moved back to the South, a new tradition sort of morphed where people are now like decorating their front yards like it's Christmas, except it's Halloween. And so you have like skeletons and goblins and then some are just shocking. And I don't get it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we told you the story a couple of weeks ago down in Houston. And the good people of Houston were really upset because some guy actually created a Halloween display that featured a Mexican dude in a sombrero who was lynching MAGA people. And so you had like this little brown-skinned mannequin in the sombrero can. This is so racist. Now that I'm describing it, it's so offensively racist. And then you've got the white mannequins wearing the MAGA hats that are being lynched in the front yard, and people are a little, you know, a little perturbed over that. And I can understand that, you know. So now it turns out that it's not only happening in the South, but in Connecticut, there is a homeowner in Hamden, Connecticut, and they're under fire. And the Democrat mayor literally called the homeowner to take down their annual Halloween display because the neighbors said it was offensive. Take a listen.
Those nooses, that's insane for the people to put it out.
Laverne Jackson came over from New Haven to check it out, and the hanging bodies was her biggest concern.
For a black person like me, very offensive to me and my ancestors.
And next door, there's a synagogue.
Because of the barbed wire, and it looks reminiscent of the concentration camps.
Mayor Lauren Garrett says that she spoke to the owner to see if they'd be up for making some changes.
When you know better, you can do better. And I was hoping for that, but ultimately it's private property. This is freedom of expression, and we're not going to infringe upon that.
And that's the feeling of others in town who say the owners here go all out for the holidays year round.
People wait an hour to go through this. Mm-hmm. They just enjoy it. And if it's not your cup of tea, I would imagine you don't go in there.
Well, yeah. these people, I just can't. Look, I like the last lady there. You know, boy, she had the accent, the Connecticut accent. Well, if it's not your cup of tea, you just don't go in there. She's exactly right. Right? And look, here's the deal. It's your property, and you have a right to display whatever you want to on your property, right? I mean, right? It's a pretty simple thing to me. And if you've got people come, and look, that doesn't like mean that you're not an inconsiderate poop face, right? I mean, you may very well be, but you know what? That's your right. And it's also the right of your neighbors to hate your guts and to give you the stink eye every time they see you. And it's also your neighbor's rights to put up something that might offend you. You know what would be fun to do? Here's what I would have done if I was the neighbor across the street. I put up these giant, huge spotlights. And as soon as it hit dark time, just crank that baby up. And when the neighbor complains, how dare you? Who do you think you are? I can't sleep. This is so annoying. Really, much like your Halloween display. And now everybody can see it. Enjoy. Have a good night. Pleasant dreams. So, yeah, everybody's got rights here. Why do we need the government involved? Why does the mayor of Hamden, Connecticut need to pick up the phone and call the homeowner to tell them to take down their stupid Halloween decorations? Ah, geez, Alou. Maybe Dylan, the answer to all this is, let's just go ahead, cut to the chase, enact Sharia, and then we're all doomed. We're all going to be miserable.
There's a solution.
They're going to have to get some mighty big burkas, though. Mm. I tell you, people got to cut down on we won't be eating pork, so there's that. Man, Memphis is going to be really screwed under Sharia.
Really fit.
Oh, geez. I told you this was going to happen. Let's go to Kathy, Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Kathy, what is it you want to tell me today? Hope you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing great because you're on the air. That's why I'm doing great. I love 990 AM.
Well, thank
you. I love
you.
It. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just love it. And as far as the burka goes, oh, good. I'd have to get mine made at Mahaffey Tent Company. It'd be unbelievable. I mean, are they going to do that? I might as well go ahead and put it in order right now because my airbag deployed 32 years ago. It sometimes goes down somewhat, but other than that, I keep it displayed probably in the front, you know, because, hey, I can afford an airbag, right?
Oh, sweet Lord.
Oh, goodness. But you know, what I wanted to say, well, this cracks me up, that all these fine Christian people getting so upset about Halloween. I was raised in the old Anglican church that used to believe in Christ, you know, and we used to have Halloween on Halloween, and we went to church at 11 o'clock that night, Halloween night, and at midnight, just like you go to church on Christmas Eve, you know, at 11:30 or 11 o'clock is the Christmas Eve service. That's why Halloween, it's All Hallows Eve, that you're praying for all the dead, and you're praying for protection. And then at midnight, ding, it becomes November 1st, which is All Saints Day.
Yes.
And All Hallows Day means everything holy, and All Saints Day is where you pray for the saints and ask them to pray for you. That's the communion of saints. That's the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Catholic is a word that means universal. It doesn't mean the Roman Catholic Church, although we have shortened it to just say Catholic, like it's something awful. It's not. It means the Church of the dead and the alive, and which is what we as Christians believe.
Well, I think we got a lot of Church of the Deads here in America. I'll tell you that much.
Well, it's spiritually dead, and actually, you know, and actually corporally dead, meaning your body's dead, are two different things. You know, as everybody knows. And so there's a whole group of Christians that I've run into in the past. They don't celebrate Christmas for the same reason. They say because it was based on the Feast of Saturnalia. And I just look at them like they've lost their ever-loving minds.
Kathy,
yeah, okay.
Here's
I don't have the birth certificate for Jesus that says exactly what day, exactly what hour, exactly what date on the calendar. You know, that's what the Muslims say 9/11 is all about. They say he was born on September the 11th. I don't know.
Jesus?
I wasn't there. You know,
okay.
I'm more than happy to celebrate on the 25th of December.
All right.
Know?
So here's my only thing, and just follow me here. If you're a kid and you're going trick-or-treating, which, by the way, I mean, there was a time when my mom was like one of these, like, she felt like, you know, the devil was lurking about on the streets on Halloween, you know, looking to snatch the children. And I just wanted to go, you know, get some candy. And, you know, for me as a kid, I'm more interested in getting good candy than anything else. I don't think the children are out there looking for a religious lesson, but there was this one house on the street. This is terrible. And they would give out gospel tracts. So, you know, so you'd get like Tootsie Rolls, or you'd get like the Snickers bars. And the really cool homes, you would get the full-size Snicker bars. Those are really good people. And then you'd get the people that would give you the circus peanuts. And those people traditionally got their home rolled. And then there would always be somebody on the street who gave you a gospel tract, which was an interesting read. But, you know, on Halloween, I think for the children, it's all about the candy. I'm just going to get real.
When I was in college, I knew people, and I did it myself. I'm so sorry. But who gave out there's a little booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws. It's one of those little chicklets.
Oh, that's a good book. Yeah, I like that little booklet.
Yeah. Oh, but we gave that out, and then I insisted my mother buy the full-size candy bar, because if you're going to put that in a Halloween bag for somebody,
you got to balance it out.
Put in, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, let them know that Jesus does indeed love them, you know, right? He doesn't love them just a little bitty bit. He loves them,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. Jesus loves you, and I love that Snickers bar. All right, Kathy, I got to go. Kathy, thanks for the history and the theology lesson there. You never know what you're going to learn here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, I hated the people. You really do begin to loathe people at a young age based on what they give you at trick-or-treating.
You're so right. Yeah,
right?
Everything you're saying is valid.
Oh, that's that old lady who gave us raisins. Mm. Remember those little boxes of raisins?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so nasty.
Why would you do that?
Who does that?
They hate kids. That's it.
Those full-size Snickers bar, those are the jam. And I will say this, God love the Republican Party. I know they're doing a big scare on the square this weekend, and they're giving away the good candy, no circus peanuts.
Those are good people. That's just good people.
look, if I'm a kid and I've never voted in anything in my life before, I'm becoming a Republican because of that.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. Because you know what the Democrats do? They're giving the kids like little bags of arugula chips. I'm just telling you.
Just vegetables.
Have a carrot, kid. There's a six-pack of beets. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. What were we even talking about? I have no idea. We'll be right back.
I just got out the welfare office. Like, I don't want to work. I hate to work. They know that already. So why y'all bothering me about this back-to-work program? I don't like to work. I just like to stay home all freaking day, sucking my thumb, and living off the government. I love it that y'all taxpayers maintain me and my 8 kids. Listen, my kids are so special to me, my 8 kids, that I gave them all a different daddy. I got, you know, 8 different baby daddy that don't do shit for me. I didn't even get lucky with one of them. But yeah, like, y'all not about to tell me to go to work. Okay, give me my $2,000 in food stamps, my $500 in cash. Y'all about to pay this rent in full year. The government has to support me.
Yeah, you know, I hate to break it to you, Senorita, but the gravy train, it's over. Yeah, gravy train's done. And a lot of people are coming to a reality check in life as state after state announces that there will not be any food stamps, no SNAP benefits, none of that come November 1. It's over. Gravy train's over, ladies and gentlemen. And if nothing else, and I know the Republicans are using this as a strategy, but the reality is most of the people getting benefits don't deserve them. They're just lazy. Those benefits are meant for people who need a helping hand, who legitimately cannot go out and work for whatever reason. But the problem is we got far too many fat, lazy Americans in this country, and the audacity of people like this woman who has 8 baby daddies to go on social media and boast about all of this. I mean, it's insane when you see the actual number of videos of people that are enraged because they won't be getting a check from the government. I mean, one lady making over 50 some odd thousand dollars a year just in SNAP benefits. Good golly. Unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Wayne in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to give me an update on leaf season. Hi, Wayne. What's going on? Hello, Wayne. All right, let's put Wayne on hold, and we'll try to get back to Wayne. Let's go to William in Moorhead City, North Carolina. Hi, William. What's up?
Hey, Todd. I'm a despicable American. Still got the original book that you signed for me. And, you know, I'm about to lose my what I want to talk to you about because of that last caller. That's just nuts. That is absolutely – that's what's wrong with this country right there. It's gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, what are you going to give me? You know, and that's just not right. But what I did want to tell you about is it's Online Friday, and you had mentioned a couple of things that stirred my interest. I am part owner of the Markham Plantation, and it's spelled M-A-R-C-O-M. And I encourage you and others, please go online and take a look.
And William?
The original... Yeah, that's the original plantation house.
And that is where the Civil War ended. Wow, William, this is what... Thank you for alerting us to that. I'll tell people about it coming up after the break, but I appreciate you calling in. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go right to the phone lines. Gainesville, Georgia. I think we've got Wayne back with us. Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, is this Wayne, my favorite barbecue lady?
That's me.
Wayne, what is going on? It's been a while.
You know, smokehouse is closed.
I heard those rumors, and I'm so sorry to hear that.
I am so sorry to hear that. I've spent more than half of my life there.
Wow. Is that one of the...
And I don't go anywhere but what everybody says. Where's my barbecue sandwich? Did you give me some banana pudding? I mean, it's on and on and on.
That was some good banana pudding.
It was all good.
Mm.
But anyway.
Wayne, tell me, I know you wanted to talk about the leaves and the colors of the leaves. Tell me, what can you tell me out there? Give me your report.
Well, I was invited yesterday to go on a bus trip with Hopewell Baptist Church to the Billy Graham Museum. We left here at 8 o'clock and we got back at 7. I saw the most beautiful leaves. You know, all the way from here to North Carolina, where Billy Graham is buried.
Well, first of all, that is one of the prettiest museums. And, you know, if you haven't been to the Billy Graham Museum, you really need to make the journey over there. It's just absolutely beautiful. But you're telling me, so the ride from Gainesville, Georgia to Charlotte, North Carolina, a lot of beautiful leaves.
Amazing. Last weekend, it rained here for the first time in over a month.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
And we were in a drought situation.
Okay.
And before then, I never noticed a change in the color of the leaves here. But starting last Sunday until now, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Wayne, I am writing this down, and I appreciate you giving me the heads up. And I'm so you had a good time at the museum.
Oh. I've been wanting to go there for a long time and just had the opportunity yesterday. It was amazing.
Wayne, I am so glad you got to go, and I hope you got some of that delicious ice cream there. They have a great little cafe.
I went to the cafe. Listen, if I was not a saved person ready to go to heaven before I went yesterday, I would be now. It's that good.
Wow, I love that. What a story. What a story. Wayne, God bless you, and I'm glad you're doing well. And, yeah, we do miss the barbecue, but life goes on, and you give us a holler back one of these days. And thank you for listening to WTUN, a great radio station there in North Georgia. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
This coming in from Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen. The Centers for Disease Control now reporting massive outbreaks of what they're calling BDS. Again, the initials BDS, standing for Ballroom Derangement Syndrome. The impacted groups appear to be isolated, which is good news for the country. We understand that members of the White House press corps and most of the Democrat Party now coming down with symptoms of BDS. That is, in fact, ballroom derangement syndrome. The media, very upset over the construction of this massive, beautiful ballroom, 90,000 square feet, there at the White House. I want to bring in our good friend and Southern California correspondent, Joe Messina. Joe, have you ever heard of such a thing, BDS?
No, but I'm glad they finally identified it so I know who to stay away from.
We've given it a name. It's
oh, my God. Well, and you know, if you have a compounded disease like BDS and TDS, my God.
That's terminal.
You have to open up new hospitals,
yeah,
new mental facilities.
Dear God, help us. That's a terrible affliction. You know, it's the craziest thing, Joe, when... You know, and by the way, this is Joe Messina, our good friend, nationally syndicated radio host. Before I'm going to get sidetracked very quickly. It was so good to see you over the weekend at the Pacific Justice Institute Gala.
Oh, it was fantastic. And Eric Trump did a fantastic job with his speech and laying out why his dad was the right guy for the job, as many of us believe as well. And, you know, Governor Newsom shut down the 5 freeway, the freeway right next to the event, for 17 miles. Because of what was going on at Camp Pendleton and with Pete Hegseth. So we had a lot of people show up a little late. It was sad because it was such a great event.
It was a huge crowd. I think almost 900 people in the ballroom, and we just had a great time. Good to see you and the missus.
A 900 people in a ballroom, and nobody had BDS.
Nobody had BDS. Here's what I don't understand about this whole issue. Everybody in Washington, everybody knows that we've needed a ballroom at the White House, because anytime you had a world leader come, they had to pitch a tent, and then everybody, if it was raining, you had to slog through the muddy grass. And you know, if you're a lady and you wear high heels, or you know, if you don't know your pronouns and you're wearing high heels, they're going to get stuck in the mud.
Yeah, you know what? Trump is just so down to earth with stuff. You look and say, look, we have a great country. The White House is a great place. Everybody wants to come here and see the place. We need a place to have a proper dinner, you know, a proper event for heads of state. But nobody beefed when, what did Obama spend? $300 and some odd million doing renovations? Not a word. Isn't he great? What a wonderful thing he's doing. Truman gutted the place. I mean, literally gutted the place.
Well, he had to. It was falling apart. And that's the thing. I mean, they brought up, you know, his daughter, Margaret Truman, was a musician. According to, was it the Washington Post or the New York Times? She was not a very good musician. And Harry Truman did not like that at all. And whenever somebody wrote something bad about her piano playing skills, he would actually call up the reporter and cuss them out. I mean, he had a mouth on him, Harry Truman did. But anyway, Joe Messina, as the story goes, they had her baby grand or grand piano brought to the White House on the second floor, and one of the legs fell right through the floorboards. And at that point, they realized, what was it? The architect said, there's a great quote, the White House at that point was only standing up by habit. So they tore that sucker down and rebuilt it.
Well, I don't know, Todd, if you know this, but here in California, the guy that's screaming the loudest, the governor that's screaming the loudest about the changes, just allocated $3 billion to redo the California Capitol.
What?
right? We're in an $80 billion deficit here, and he allocated $3 billion to upgrade and rebuild the Capitol, and I don't hear anybody screaming. Nobody's yelling about what he's doing and how he's spending money. It's amazing. The derangement syndrome is real and it's deep.
So here's the deal. Obama spent $300 million renovating the White House, built basketball courts, all at taxpayer expense. Trump's coming in under $300 million, building a big, beautiful, huge ballroom. It's all being paid for by private donors, businesses. Not a single penny of tax money is going to be used. And people are losing their ever-loving minds over this.
Well, now, Todd, let's be honest about it. You know that all his billionaire friends that are going to expect favors after this is all done. Don't you know that?
Oh, boy. I want to listen to Caroline Leavitt. These reporters, they slay me. Cut number seven, please.
So the White House has explained that the reason you didn't submit construction plans to the NCPC is because that commission, along with others, don't have oversight over demolitions, but only over construction. And so far, you haven't built anything. So can you help us understand, can the president tear down anything he wants without oversight? Could he demolish this building or, say, the Jefferson Memorial?
So it's not the president who came up with that legal opinion himself. That's a legal opinion that's been held by the NCPC for many years. It's written, so we can get you that background and that research if you wish to include it in your reporting, because it is very important. They have ruled consistently. Their general counsel has said when it comes to phase one of this project, the tearing down of the current East Wing structure, a submission is not required legally for that. Only for vertical construction will a submission be required, and that's a legal opinion from them, and we are following that legal opinion. And again, I would just add, can any president do such a thing to the White House grounds? There have been many presidents in the past who have made their mark on this beautiful White House complex. This briefing room, as you all know, was not once a briefing room. It was a swimming pool. There have been presidents who have completely torn down the executive mansion. If you look at what President Truman did, some of the photos of the construction project that took place in those years, I think sitting here today, we're all grateful for those efforts and the modifications that happened at that time. And again, in due time, the East Wing is going to be more beautiful and modern than ever before. And in addition, there will be a big, beautiful ballroom that can hold big parties and state visits for generations to come.
So it sounds like the answer is yes, he can tear down whatever he wants.
For the love
and then
of the
secondly,
Lord.
I mean,
that's not what we're saying. That's a legal opinion that's been held for many years.
Interpreting it.
No, it's something that presidents have done for years and years. In fact, I have some photos here. Thank you, Pat. To show you the construction that's taken place on the White House grounds. This is the construction of the West Wing in 1902. Look at this, the construction of the West Terrace in 1902. These images look quite similar to what you and the American people are seeing today, the construction of the East Terrace as well. Look at the construction of the West Wing expansion in 1934. So look, this is a legal opinion that's been held for many years. Look at, this is 1950.
Yes,
it looks a lot like what you were seeing today.
Can he demolish anything he wants?
What do you think that
oversight?
Rubble is? What? How did that rubble get there?
Right. So demolition. I'm asking.
Oh,
and then
my
back to
God.
Go ahead.
So, you know, here's the thing, Joe. And the woman asking the questions, she's some Chinese reporter from CBS, Xi Jinping or Ouija board. Or, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just it makes you wonder what is going through the minds of these reporters. MSDNC literally compared this to like the destruction of a terrorist attack.
You know what's really boggling my mind? They're holding in. Well, you mean he could tear down the Jefferson Memorial if he wants? Where were these people when they were tearing down statues all over the place? You know what I'm saying? Where were they when they were talking about moving the Jefferson statues out because, you know, he was a slave owner? Remember all of this? There was absolutely nothing. Look at hate. Drives people, it makes them mad, and I mean mentally mad. And you're seeing it happen on a daily basis. We don't want to protect our cities. We only want to protect illegals that are here that have actually committed crimes. We're not helping Americans out. This is so mentally frustrating for at least for a guy like me when I'm saying, wait a minute, this is simple stuff. This is like first grade 101 stuff. It's not that hard to figure out.
Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Joe, a pretty serious topic. There was an incident last night at the Coast Guard base in Alameda where you had that U-Haul that was attempting to ram the Coast Guard facility. You had, an officer, a federal agent get shot in Los Angeles, three that were injured in a car ramming incident in San Diego. And it just seems to me that the Democrats ultimately bear full responsibility for what's going on out here. What say you?
Total agreement. I mean, you hear them calling for, what was it, last week, the No Kings thing? They were actually calling for violence against, ICE and other agents. And frankly, look around. How many of these people are actually getting arrested going to jail? How many of these people really are suffering the full effect of the crime they commit? And I don't know, has anybody seen any comments from Herr Newsom out here in California as to how bad this is, how tragic this is, and we've got to do something to stop it? No, they don't care. I've been telling people on my show, especially over the last year or two, they don't care about you. They only care about what's going in their pocket, what they perceive makes them look good. I don't even know how to deal with this anymore. Californians, you need to get off your butt. And you need to vote down this Prop 50, which is the one that's going to redistrict California. They're spending millions and millions of dollars to prop it up. And people just aren't paying attention. They don't realize the reality of doing something like that.
Mm. All right, Joe, my friend, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good to hearing from you. It was great seeing Mrs. Joe, too. She
Thank
was
you.
She looked.
That's what most people say. They go past me right to her for the hugs.
It's
so,
true.
It's good seeing you, too. God bless you and your team for what you do. You guys are great.
Thanks a lot. Joe Messina, everybody, a great nationally syndicated radio host, and you see him all the time on my Newsmax show. You know, before we go to break, I've got to tell you about our friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens. I love these guys. They are really the conservative alternative to AARP, and they're standing up for the values that built this nation. I'm talking about things like faith and family and freedom and common sense, And they've got some incredible benefits, too. Deep, deep discounts on travel, whether you're going to the Billy Graham Library or wherever you're going to go. You're going to be able to find some great discounts on travel, insurance, and even prescription drugs, and also exclusive member resources. You're also going to get an amazing subscription to AMAC magazine. And you're like, all right, Stearns, what is this going to cost me? Like 20, 30 bucks a month? Come on. No, sir, not at all. As a matter of fact, you're going to be able to join for as little as $1.20 a month. That's $1.20, $1.20 a month with a 5-year membership. You get all of those great discounts. Look, the magazine alone is worth that. So you're going to have a great time. You're going to love it. Join. I did. And look, you're saying, Stearns, you're not like an old person. You know, you're not an old fogey. No, not yet. But AMAC is for everybody, whether you're 19 or 90. So you can join AMAC today. AMAC.us/Stearns. That's AMAC.us/Stearns. Go check them out. Join the fight to keep America strong. Welcome back, everybody. Someone just sent me this on the Instagram. A guy writing, on day one of my high school history class, our professor got up and said, you people in this classroom are about 15 or 16 years old. 200 years ago, people your age were married, they planted crops, they had children, and built a cabin in the winter. This is incredible. So, that being said, you can do your homework. The bar set for you historically is embarrassingly low. You are not dealing with regional famine or plague. You do not have to save your family from marauders or go into battle to destroy your enemies. You have to sit down and learn from someone who cares about you in a safe, air-conditioned room. You have no excuses. I love that. And it's true, right? I mean, we've got it pretty darn good. I mean, compared to like our founding fathers, you got the sniffles, and the next thing you know, you're pushing up daisies. Dylan, it does sort of put things in perspective, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, he could have just said count your blessings, but that'll work too.
It's true. Jeez. Do your homework, you lazy bums.
Just be thankful.
Are you going to the Grizzlies? You're wearing a Memphis Grizzlies.
It's true.
Ball cap.
I am going to the Grizzlies game tonight.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
All right. Good seats, I hope.
Yes. Yeah. So we're stealing the tickets off my father-in-law, so it should be good.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Are they doing well so far?
Well, the season just started, and they've already won the first game, so they're 1-0.
All right. Well, that's
hopefully they'll win more than that.
Well, let's hope so. They didn't have such a great season last year.
No, they didn't. So,
all right,
John Morant has to stay healthy.
Yes, he does. All right, and no gambling. Mm. No gambling, kids. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, that sounds like something Professor Murph might say. Our good buddy, the official historian of the Todd Stearns Show. We'll be right back, everybody.